I've got something on my heart that God has been ministering to me about. And I have looked into the scriptures to find the blessing and also the strength of obedience. You see, obedience brings blessings. Now, if we look at the life of Abraham, whom God renamed Abraham, he's famous for his faith. But this faith was demonstrated by his obedience. See, Abraham grew up with his father, Terah, who served and worshipped foreign gods. The journey that Sarah and Abraham took with Terah was intended to end up in Canaan, but instead ended up in Haran. I can identify something of this, as I never grew up in a Christian home or environment. But this never affects God's calling on our lives. And as we look at 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 26 to 29, God says that he chooses the weak to shame the strong. He chooses the lowly to bring strength into people's lives, that actually he's not looking for perfect people. So God chooses us in our weakness, and from this he produces changes in our lives as we produce fruit in serving him. God then gets the glory. So God's not looking for a perfect person. God isn't looking for your heart and my heart to serve him. And that's where he chose me. That's where he chose you. I never grew up as anything important, but God chose me in all my weakness, with all my previous sins, to glorify his name as he changed me and he worked in my life. If we look in Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 4, we find that God called Abraham. Here we see Abraham in obedience to God. Abraham didn't even know God, but he went as God instructed him. And God says to him, go from your father's house. Go from your country, your people. And God said, I'll promise you. The four things he promised Abraham here was, I'll make you into a great nation. I'll make your name great. I'll bless those who bless you. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you. These were the promises God gave Abraham at the age of 75 years old. As we are obedient to God, lives are changed in other people as they see the difference within our lives, the presence and the power of God. We're in Genesis 17, verse 1. This is the time where God appears to Abraham, and he builds an altar to God. This is where Abraham started getting to know God. God requires you and I today to follow and obey him in his word. And we see a wonderful example of this in Matthew chapter 16, verse 24 to 25. We see a wonderful example here how God is saying, if you want to be my disciple, take up your cross daily and follow me. What would it benefit you and I if we gained the whole world and forfeited our very soul? God is encouraging us daily, every day, to pick up our cross and to follow him in obedience to his word. God then promised Sarah and Abraham an heir, a son Isaac, in Genesis chapter 15, verse 4 to 6. God came and he appeared to Abraham again and he said to him, come out of your tent, Abraham. Look at the stars. Look at, can you count them? And he said to him, I'll make you great. But he says, I'll give you an heir, a son from your own loins, who will be your inheritance. And he is to be called Isaac. That was the promise God gave Abraham and Sarah. And this promise was exactly what Abraham and Sarah needed. For years they had no family. But as even when the promise came, as in Genesis 16 verse 1 to 2, years passed and there was no pregnancy. Sarah did not have a son. And they got very discouraged, as I do when God's promises also don't just come when I think they should come in my timing. God's timing is not our timing. So what Sarah did was she produced and she persuaded Abraham to sleep with her servant girl Hagar, and her servant girl produced a son called Ishmael. This was to produce the promise, to help God produce his promise. If you look at Isaiah 55 verse 8 and 9, the word of God teaches us that his ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. God's ways are not our ways. Even his timing is not our timing. But here, and I've done this, Sarah said, no, I'm going to take my servant girl. Abraham, you sleep with her. Let's produce the son. Let's help God. And we try and do this. In our lives, we'll find that we also try to take the steps of trying to help God fulfill his promises to us. We often feel that he's forgotten us. So we try and make this happen. The problem of this is it always ends up in pain in our lives. Because what we try and produce in the flesh just doesn't work out. I've become so discouraged and so negative in trying to produce the promise God had for me. I'm learning as time goes on to leave the promises of God in his hands and to let him work out the timing as he works in me to produce character and to prepare me to be ready for those promises. Eventually, Isaac was born to Abraham and Sarah. The biggest test for Abraham and Sarah is yet to come. It hadn't even started yet. But through all this, it's amazing how Abraham obeyed God. It's a testimony. I want us to turn to the biggest test that Abraham and Sarah faced. Remember when they produced their Ishmael son, the Bible says he was a contention to many. He wasn't the son that God had promised him. So here we have Isaac being born, and Abraham, of course, and Sarah are delighted. This is their son. And they were absolutely overjoyed. God's promise had come, even through their failures. And you know, even through our failures, in times, God will still produce if we continue to trust him and to be obedient to him. So let's have a look today at Genesis chapter 22, and let's look at this big test that Abraham faced. Genesis verse 1, let's have a look to 14. Sometime later, God tested Abraham, and he said to him, Abraham. And here was Abraham again. Here I am, God. Wonderful source of, yes, Lord, here I am. God said to him then, take your son, your only son whom you love, Isaac. Go to Mount Moriah in that region. Sacrifice him. There is a burnt offering on a mountain. I will show you. The Bible doesn't say how Abraham responded emotionally. But the Bible says, early the next morning, Abraham obeyed God, got up, loaded his donkey, took with him two of his servants and his son Isaac. Doesn't hesitate. I can imagine what incredible stress and pain Abraham was feeling, because Isaac, his only son, was going to be sacrificed, and he was going to obey God. Incredible. Incredible. So here, on the third day, Abraham looked up and he saw the place in the distance. And he said to his servants, stay here with the donkey while I and the boy go over there. We will worship and then we'll come back to you. I'm amazed at that scripture. How Abraham spoke to the servant. The servant knew nothing of what God had said to him. But yet Abraham told the servant, we will go and worship. Talking about Isaac and himself. And then we're going to come back. How did Abraham know that? Amazing. Verse 6 says, Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and placed it on his son Isaac. And he himself carried the fire and the knife. As the two of them went on together, Isaac spoke up and said to his father Abraham, Father. Yes, my son, Abraham replied. And this boy sits in the fire and the wood are here. Isaac said, where is the lamb for the burnt offering? Can you imagine, again, imagine yourself in that situation. How would you feel? And Abraham answered him, God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son. Incredible faith working with obedience here. Abraham reached out his hand. When they reached the place, he arranged the wood. He bound his son Isaac and placed his son on the altar. By that time, Isaac surely knew, I'm the sacrifice. Yet Isaac lay there. But an angel of the Lord called out to him, Abraham, Abraham. Here I am, he replied. Do not lay a hand on the boy, he said. Don't do anything to him. Now I know, Abraham, that you fear God, because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son. The angel stopped Abraham's hand was poised with the knife to slay his son in obedience to God. What a test! What a character of a man who love God. It stirs my faith and it makes me cry out to God for strength, that in my tests that come, that I can be obedient to God, no matter what, to trust in Him and to believe in Him. Verse 13 says, Abraham looked up and there in a thicket he saw a ram caught by its horns. He went over, took the ram, sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called that place, the Lord will provide. And to this day, it is said, on the mountain of the Lord, it will be provided. And then the angel of the Lord cried out again to Abraham and said, I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you've done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely, Abraham, bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand on the seashore. That's exactly today how many people are so blessed, are so encouraged when we read and we understand obedience through the life of our father in the faith, Abraham, as he obeyed God, even to the point of the precious son that God had given him. And God had said, you need to sacrifice your son. And Abraham hardly even faltered. And I want us to take a bit of time this afternoon, this morning, whenever you're watching this online, whatever time it may be, I want us to reflect on our lives and just to understand and try and put yourself in a position of where God calls you and what God's asked you to do. I want to read Romans 4 verse 18 just to come into our closing today, because it says, against all hope, Abraham in hope believed. And so became the father of many nations, just as it's been said to him, so shall your offspring be. Without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead. Since he was about 100 years old and that Sarah's womb was dead, yet he did not waver through unbelief. regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully convinced, persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised. Now, in your life and my life today, if we look at our lives, God may not be asking us to sacrifice one of our children. But some of the commands of God are not easy. And I had a look at, especially here, I had a look at Matthew chapter 5, where in the Word of God, God says, love your enemies. Do good to those who hurt you. Provide for those who curse you. And this is not easy for any of us. It's a very difficult command from God. But God strengthens us for that very purpose, that our enemies may hurt and abuse us. But God wants us to forgive and bless him. So our life of obedience to God is coupled with faith, because we can't carry out without his strength and the faith in our hearts to serve God in all ways of obedience without God living in us, strengthening us, filling us with his Holy Spirit, and encouraging us all the time. So obedience, we may never find that we may not be tested like others are tested. There are people today who are serving God, preaching the gospel, being put in jail, being tortured. We may never face that. But in our private lives, in our walk with Jesus, in our journey with Jesus, there's a great blessing to obedience. And I pray that this will become a revelation to each one of us, because the big tests are still to come. And when I seem to come through one, somehow another one starts. I was chatting to Pastor Logan. I was with them ministering this weekend. We had an incredible weekend on the Easter Friday. But he was saying to me that in his life, he had so many things happen at one time, one after the other. His job, his wife, his ministry, and the church was almost falling apart, and we had such an amazing conversation about obedience. But he never gave up. He never turned back. He never stopped believing. He was obedient. And today I want to tell you that church is flourishing. Their lives are flourishing. The promises are coming because of their obedience. It's an incredible thing. And I'm so blessed to see an example that I can say, Lord, please help me. Strengthen me. Root out in my heart whatever holds me back from obedience, because it's not always important. And help me be a blessing, Lord, throughout my life, that you can say, Lord, that you're pleased with me, that I'll stand one day before your throne and you'll say, welcome into my presence, good and faithful servant. What an incredible way to live, in Jesus' name. Father, please help us in the name of Jesus. Help us, Father, to be obedient no matter what. Sometimes your tests of obedience can be very, very painful, Lord, and we don't understand, but help us trust you with all of our hearts, Lord, that we'll be obedient to you at all times in the name of Jesus. God bless you.